Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, September the 1st, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dubey in Maryland.
We would like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
This evening, we are discussing COVID-19, the decline in new cases and deaths, and also the detection of a new variant, the C.1.2, in South Africa and other nations.
We are also going to discuss about the Zim Expo CFI conferences in Dallas, Texas, this weekend, where Zimbabweans in the diaspora will be able to hear more about the diaspora policy from government representatives.
But first, before we go into many of these other issues, let's look at what is happening in Zimbabwe. The Minister of Health has reported that there were 3 deaths yesterday from COVID-19 and 192 new cases. At the same time, the ministry reported that last year, the country has recorded 124,733 cases, and out of these cases, 113,057 have actually recovered. The country has so far recorded 4,419 deaths, and it seems as if many people are actually dying. And at the same time, people that have been vaccinated for the first time are totaling 2,582,705, and those that have received their second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine are 1,636,498.
Scientists have detected the C.1.2 variant, which they say is concerning mutations. The variant first discovered in May is already present in 6 of South Africa's 9 provinces and in countries like DRC, Switzerland, New Zealand, Mauritius, and Portugal. Scientists say the variant has traits that are difficult to treat.
Abahambe mathabezulu linjani lapho likhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijeneyo namhlanje ujonga ke lapha sihlafuna indaba ezijeneyo lokuqala ngole COVID-19 ukuthi kwenzakalani eZimbabwe siyabona ukuthi ke kulabantu abathathu ababulewe COVID-19 izolo elizweni wathi ke abayi 192 ngabantu abahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19 kusenjalo ke uhlangothi lwezempila kahle lubika ukuthi kulabantu abayi 124,733 asebahlolwa batholakala bele COVID-19 kusukela ngombimbitho nyakenye. Kunani leliso kunabantu abafika 113,057 asebaphepha kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Bese kusithi ke abantu abafika 4,419 bathathwa umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Uhlangothi lolu lubika njalo ukuthi sokulabantu abafika 2,582,705 asebejove okuqala ijekiseni ye-COVID-19. Kuthi asebejove okwesibili sebefika 1,636,498. Sikhuluma nje okwamanje kukhanya ngazane sokulenye njalo i-variant kumbe ngithi umkhakha omunye we-COVID-19 okuthiwa yi-C.1.2 otholakale kwele South Africa. Siyakhumbula ukuthi ke ngumabasa bake bakhuluma ngakho khona ukuthi kulo mkhakha lowo kodwa kukhanya ke ungani uyamemetheka kunangale kule South Africa. So kukhanya ngani umkhakha wangkhona uyadibanisa okuningi ukhanya ngazane kungahlupha abantu. Kuzobuya ke lo nyaka siyakwazi kule Zimbabwe Expo khonapha ke kwele USA. So ibizwa kuthiwa iZim Expo stroke CFI conference eDallas, Texas. So siyakwazi ukuthi kumele kwenziwe lokhu ngempela viki. Kunabantu abaningi abakhangelele ukuthi bangahamba ke endaweni le ukuthi baye kuza ukuthi kambe uhamba njani elizweni leZimbabwe. So ke sime njalo ke Jonga.
Ndizvozvo Gibbs, nasi vadiwa vateereri nevatariri. Tiri kutarisa nenyaya yedenda reCOVID-19 munyika. Tinoona kuti nezuro hurumende yakazivisa kuti kwakashaya vanhu vatatu uye vamwe vanokwana kuita 192 kana kuti zana nemakumi mapfumbamwe nevaviri vakawanikwa vaine denda irori. Pano pavanhu vakavhenekwa nezuro. Tichitarisa kusvika kupera kwezuva nezuro musi waAugust 31, 2021 kana kuti Nyamavhuvhu 31, 2021 Zimbabwe yane vanhu vanokwana kuita 124,773 vabatwa nechirwere ichi. Tingati zviuru zana nemakumi maviri nezvina nemazana manomwe nemakumi manomwe nevatatu. Kusanganisirawo vanhu vanokwana kuita 113,057 vapora, kana kuti zviuru zana negumi nezvitatu nemakumi mashanu nevanomwe vapora kubva kudenda iri. Asi tisakanganwa kuti nyika yarasikirwawo zvakanyanya neupenyu hwevanhu vanokwana kuita 4,419 kana kuti zviuru zvina nemazana mana negumi nevapfumbamwe 4,419 vanhu vashaya kubva kudenda iri. Tichitarisawo kusvika kupera kwezuva nezuro, vanhu vanokwana kuita mamiriyoni maviri nezviuru mazana mashanu zvine makumi masere nezviviri nemazana manomwe nevashanu vakanga vabayiwa nhomba yekudzivirira COVID-19 yekutanga. Panyaya iyo yedenda reCOVID-19, tiri kunzwa kuti nyika dzinosanganisira South Africa dzakawana zvakare utachiwana hutsva hwedenda irori reCOVID-19 hunonzi C.1.2. huri kunzi hunokataza kana kuti hunopedza miviri yemunhu nguva diki diki kudarika mamwe mavariant kana kuti umwe utachiwana hwanga huchiwanikwa. Tinoona kuti nyika dzanga dzichindengendeka nevariant yanga iriko iye zvino izvi. But manzwiro atakuita iyo itsva iri kunzi hanzi inotapuriranwa nokukasika uye yakutowanikwa munyika dzinosanganisira South Africa, Switzerland, DRC, New Zealand, Mauritius nePortugal. Nemafambiro anoita nyika, tisakanganwa kuti nyika pasi rose rangove ngati global village. Munhu anogona kumuka nhasi ari muno muAmerica, mangwana anoedzerwa kune imwe nyika, muAfrica akupi. Saka denda rinogona kunge rakutotenderera munyika dzakawanda kudarika idzo dzatiri kunzwa nezvadzo. Ndo imwe nyaya tichakurukura. Tichatarisawo nezviri kuitwa nevana veZimbabwe vari muno muAmerica. Pane inonzi Zim Expo yakabatana gore rino neChristian Fellowship International kana kuti CFI. Vari kuita misangano yavo kuDallas mudunhu reTexas. Ikoko tinonzwa kuti kune zvakawanda zviri kuitika, kusanganisira vaimbi vakabva kuZimbabwe vachanga variko ikoko, vanosanganisira Sandra Ndevele, Jazzy Gnau, Toki Vibes, vaMechanic Manyeruke nevamwe. Pamusoro pezvo tinonzwawo kuti gore rino kune vamiriri vehurumende vanenge variko kuti vanga vachitsanangura pamusoro pemutemo uri kunzi uri kuumbwa nehurumende unenge uchibata nyaya dzakananga nevari kunze kwenyika kana kuti vari kudiaspora, mutemo unonzi wediaspora policy. Tinonzwa kuti ivo vashandi vehurumende variko vakamirira kunge vachipindura mibvunzo nekutsanangurira vana veZimbabwe zvakanaka nezvakaipira mutemo iwoyu. Asi handitarisiri kuti pane zvakaipa zvinenge zvichitarisirwa, zvinozobva kubva kumaonero evanhu ivo vanenge vachitsanangura manakiro emutemo iwoyo. Zvimwe zvatinonzwa zviri kunyanyotariswa munyaya iyoyo ndikaingoti verengei gibs mudiaspora policy. Hanzi the government further acknowledges that the Zimbabwe diaspora wishes to be engaged as active citizens in national dialogue and affairs as they bring international exposure and lessons to the table. To this end, a directorate was established in the ministry. And the mandate is to attract diaspora investment into the country's economy through the recently approved diaspora policy and engage Zimbabweans living and working in the diaspora and emphasizing that Zimbabwe is ready for such investments. Ndodzimwe nyaya dzinenge dzichitarisirwa kunge dzichikurukurwa iko kumusangano weZim Expo nevamiriri vehurumende vachitsanangurira zvakanakira mutemo iwoyu kuti unenge uchipamikana kuvana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika kuti vanga vachikwanisa kuisa kana kuvamba mabhizimusi nezvimwe zvakadaro kunge vachipindawo munyaya dzinobata nyika yeZimbabwe kidzi.
Kunjalo kunoko ke ukwetulwa ngujonga ukuthi ke khonakale kuZim Expo kuyabe kuhlangane lezokholo ukholo lwesiKristu kuyabe kusenziwa into ezitshiyeneyo. So ke nxa sikhangela khonakale ke kukhanya ngani leziphathamandla zikarhulumente ziyabe zikhona eDallas Texas lapho kuyabe kule Zim Expo. Kukhulunywa ke ngokuthi idiaspora ingenzani ukuze kuthi izizwe leZimbabwe lithuthuke. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke kulabantu abaningi kakhulu abahlala emazweni atshiyeneyo abafisa ukuthi ngabavota kule Zimbabwe. So bathi nxa lifuna ukuthi sincedise khona ngale Zimbabwe lisinike phela ilungelo lokuthi sivote. So ngunye kwangkhona khonokujonga bese kuya njalo nokuthi i-diaspora investment ukuthi umuntu xa ifuna ukuyatshala imali yakhe kule Zimbabwe Yafuna pelu kuti kube le security, ukuthi i-security of property, kungani yako kutazwa, ukunya kumangalisayo. So ke eZimbabwe lithi lona lizimisele ukuthatha abantu ukuthi bathi hayi ngenani eZimbabwe lisebenze. So singaqhubeka ijonga sike sizwe ke ingxoxo yenziwe ngu-Ezra Chiefs Banda with one of the people in Bulawayo concerning, you know, COVID-19 and, you know, school fees and all those kind of things. Let's hear the piece there.
And so
yebo Ndlovu. Unjani Ndlovu ngapha ekhaya?
Ekhaya eMadoba.
Madoba. Lapha ngiyabona ukuthi lapha ke isikhathi sekukhona kodwa sokuchisa ukuvela hlatshwa. Vela hlatshwa.
Vela hlatshwa.
Bakunjani?
Hayi, angeza lutho.
Okeza lutho. Ngesiphi nje mbe yawuqala?
Hayi, yokuqala.
Khona uzaphendula. Usuye eMadoba uzohlatshwa umbhlaka bedrobha.
Hayi, hlalela ngapha eThekwini.
Oh. So kodwa bathini ngalo mkhuhlane ukhona nememetheke? Kuba singcono. Uyafuna mbuye sabela ukuthi ukuthokeba lomthetho ukuthi awugado zupho awungene ebanki awuthini wahlatshwa
hayi
vele hlatshwe ukufuna kwakho
ufuna kwami nje ukwela ukuthi hayi xa kuyinto elaphayo kwelaphe kuphela
sho kwambona umuntu ofanga ovula nge-COVID aza kumbona lofe ngayo aza kumbona aza kuzwa
manje hayi ayiphonga ukuzwa ukuphela kwesayo kanti ngendlela yami sengizwe ngawe yabe singakamboni
asabona. No, Ndlovu, siyabonga ngesikhathi sakho.
So there you are, Joga. So Ezra Chiefs Banda was talking to a resident of Bulawayo about COVID-19. So basically what this gentleman was saying, that is Mr. Ndlovu, he was saying, you know, he voluntarily went for vaccination. So he says he sees he's fit to do that, but his wife has not yet been vaccinated and kids. So he says they'll go at their own time, and he's happy that he has been vaccinated. So, and he's also happy that the number of cases, COVID-19 cases, is actually going down in Zimbabwe. So he says, yeah, that's good news, and maybe these vaccines may be helping a lot, you know, according to him. Yeah.
Yes, and Gibbs, remember we heard from yesterday's cabinet meeting that children between 14 and 18 years old were encouraged, strongly encouraged to get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a positive development too. Remember, schools just got opened, and also, but the gentleman I spoke with for our show, Mr. Itairu Sike of our community working group, health working group, he said that I think there should be some consent from parents and guardians before these 14 to 18 year olds get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, so you can go ahead now. I think we've got our first guest.
Yes, Tine Tina Opa Banyarkan Vedu, we have Churongwa, Dava Tawanda, so Shed Zokora, Lanoe Sashgaro, the Battery MDC Alliance, Mudunre, North America. Magadi wa Zokora.
Chipo Magadi, Magadi Mbe Zimbabwe.
Ndirikuona kuti kamera yenyu yakatitarisei mudenga Sterex, saka imi muri kuzongooneka kubva pachirebvu chichingoti kwirei. Amena kuti yeah, I think thank you so much. Yes, Mr. Zikora, what's your take on the developments back home with regards to COVID-19? We have seen a very encouraging development, especially on the decline in deaths and new cases.
We welcome what the Minister of Health is doing, especially what you just said here, that they are encouraging young people under the age of 14 to 18 to be vaccinated. We as the MDC Alliance have been very steadfast telling Zimbabweans to go and get vaccinated. And we continue to ask people to do the same. It helps. We are seeing it here that the COVID-19 impact in the USA has greatly been reduced because a lot of people, millions of people, have been vaccinated. So we continue to encourage Zimbabweans in Zimbabwe and outside Zimbabwe to get vaccinated.
And also we heard from the minister responsible for information, Ms. Monica Mutsangwa, that those are coming from countries that were marked as hotspots, like India, were no longer or are no longer required to be quarantined. What's your take on that?
Yeah, those are the mistakes that we continue to see our government making. There is no reason why they should be relaxing rules at such a critical point. Zimbabweans are dying as we are speaking. More than 4,000 people have lost their lives. So for us to do what is contrary to what all the other countries are doing, here in the USA, if you are coming from South Africa, if you are coming from a hotspot country, you are not allowed. And the US has made it very clear. Even the people from the United Kingdom, from Europe, all those people are not allowed to just come in the United States because they are protecting their people. And that's exactly what we expect of the Zimbabwean government. They have a responsibility to protect the Zimbabwean people. And one way of doing that is making sure that all those people that are coming from countries that are considered hotspot by, you know, all the countries should not be allowed to just come in the country like that. So I don't even know what is going on now with my Monica Mutsangwa to make such an announcement.
Thank you so much, Zokora. We are trying to reach out to Mr. Regis Charumbira Vusango, the ZANU-PF North America chairman, and let me see if we can get hold of him on the phone. Vachisango, vacharumbira Vusango makadi. Aiwa ndiri mupenyu, ndine urombo, tazoita zvekufonerai panhare nekuti ndofunga network inenge iri kuti netsei, asi kana muchikwanisa hanyu kuzopinda palinki yatakupai zvakanaka zvichose, asi timbonzwa kwamuri kuti munoti tiri kukurukura nenyaya yekuti vanhu tinoona kuti vanhu vatatu chete nezuro ndovakashaya kubva COVID-19. Hongu watatu vanhu vakawanda, asi tichienzanisa nezvanga tichimboitika mazuva apera, tii tiona kuti paita kuteketudzika kwakakura kwazvo. Kwekuti nhamba yatidzikirei kana kuti hwando hwadzikira. Zvimwe chete nevari kubatwa vaine utachiwana nezuro kwakawanikwa kune vanhu 192. Vanga vachitaura avo ndava Tawanda Dzokora veMDC Alliance, vari kuti aiva vanotenda matanho akatorwa nehurumende yekuti vanhu vanga vachidzika hwando hwevanhu vari kubatwa necovid-19 hunge huchidzika, asi vari kushoropodzawo matanho akafanana nekuti vanhu vanovhurirwa kunzi vanga vachipinda vasingaende kuquarantine vari kubva kunyika dzanga dzichinzi dzanga dziine denda riye redelta variant. Zvii zvamungataurawo imi?
Ndinotenda vajonga vazokora semunhu ari kuopposite, munhu arinda basa rake rokutsoropodza government. Ndozvinoita opposite ende tinotozviziva, ndosaka ichinzi opposite. Kutsoropodza zvese zvinenge zviitwa negovernment zvakanaka, asi hazvirevi kuti kutsoropodza kureva kuti government inenge ichikonewa. Isu government yedu iri yamunangagwa iri kugona, nokuti mukaona kuti pakatanga mavariants aya achibva kusouth africa, taitofunga kuti pachaita disaster yakanyanyisa. Of course, Saganaski, but open Kueva, but I was in the Mutangami to wait what's nine in competition and that Mutangami as in that chain. I was going to get that June, I'm a cheater. But Jonga, Tikona is good tea, Jonga, it could be in the aim of vaccines are open in Zimbabwe. I put in the only weekly test. The president, I know, but I could try by all means to make sure I could see Nishonga Yashika everywhere. Manuel vaccinated was here. In Super Kakatanga variant in York India Theatre. Nishonga Tadena Pisa. Never opened our machines, no one of vaccinated you. She knows a better good, but machines, Vasha, Vasu Mira Patron is very, no Mira Kufa. My death resident Rasika, Matma, Marathi, and Tatu Chet, and it got. Zunzo utopala kutotenda maali kutenda kuti makatwa lita unemuono wakanaka ende zunzo atino kurudzira kuti vakaizi mbapo chakataura kati idani unoba ya wakumba yokuti zvema constraint asisirendi zvakanga zvitaugwa nana jobskana ndanachamisa kuti ndisatibayuri iwo mai anorwiseri unobayi ati maona mati kwakuri kuda kuseta apo vanhu kuti government ine sei inzi kuzimbabwe government yaii team nangagwa yatadza vanhu vari kufa necovid it does not know what is doing. But I'm saying that we need to make a plan for the future. We need to come together. We need to the moon. The voice of the people, the voice of God, for sure. That concept is worth for Zimbabwe. But I'm not saying that we need to make a plan for the future. We need to come together. 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 Then pani yaya wataura wajunga mchipesi wa shangu itatevi ya wataura yoku ya kataura wa monika mchamba minister radio information wa zokora atira wa understand kana wachiri nga news toko Zimbabwe nga wawiri nge sakana kama understand kuti zinore ni sakata upa na ukuti wakataura wa sikana upa baku nika inenge ine zeuta pari as we are speaking now hakuna nika isina zeuta pari kura anyone anotia pina ana mutarika nipane zeuta pari kana unengo shito bakune zeta pariye bakiye vari kuti kana waka vaccinatewa unoshowa pa airport kuti waka vaccinatewa wotaka certificate yako kuti ndaka vaccinatewa then hauye nekukwara ndai bati kana ukabva ikoko usina kana certificate usina kana kushowa kuti ini ndakambo vaccinatewa unoenda kukwara ndai handizi kuti baba vana kupaona here ndozvakataukwa paya vachiti ivo kana munhu akauya aka vaccinatewa anoti anoenda ku ano hachati ndipakwara ndai munhu bangoenda kwarpe. Same thing, ne matisha yedu, atatawari kwa kunzi, matisha yedu, kunguzi, mzizi shakuru kwa kunzi. So long, my sports, ratawara wakuma na wei ati nai komple, ela kana kutoti yusu wei ati, ati ya fukwa, it, of course, nema limited number, I think about 7, ente indoors, but kuru kunzi, wanenge wachi conductor, wanu wana kini wachi, vaccinated. Saka andisu kuziwa ini kuti, wedu ya MTC ya wa social world, shawo isu, tinombo bakupi kwa these are unfounded allegations that thing.
Please.
Okay.
Yeah. I just wanted to put forward something to you before I come here. I just wanted to say some people they produce fake certificates. Yes. And so there's need for scrutiny. That's what I wanted to say.
Oh, okay. Yes, we also have Mr. Musani Busontini. He is here in USA. Mr. Ntini, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mr. Julia. How are you?
Oh, very fine. How are you?
Doing well.
Wonderful. So, just tell us about what's going on, you know, around you there in Upper New York. In terms of, you know, COVID-19, we see that there are some very high numbers these days, you know, in USA. So, what's going on there?
Yeah, as you know, schools opened about 2 weeks ago. In our area, and I think it is the same for pretty much all the areas in the U.S. And with schools opening, definitely cases have gone up. I think we are now averaging about maybe 3,000 plus cases a day, which is equivalent to what we experienced sometime in November of 2020. So definitely when you look at the trend, things are going up. They are not slowing down in New York. I know there are other states that are even hard hit, but in New York, definitely the trend is going up.
So, lina kuna poge lizvigela njani kumkhuhlane lo xa ngwatshela ke uZulu babuntini
kunenkinga khona apho dube ngoba ngwakhangela amakhampani amaningi adesevumele ukuthi sibuyele emsebenzini. So lesitshele lokuthi hayi nxa uvaccinated hayi ke the CDC ama regulations you don't need a mask. But mina ikhampani yami izolo isikhuphe izinqumo ezintsha. Kade sokuthiwa sokumele sigqoke ama-mask. Singaba sendaweni ehhofisi nola bantu abadlula 20 sokumele sigqoke ama-mask. So i-CDC ngankha yenza imithetho kumbe ama-guidelines ebelula masinyane. Njalo abantu besethi nxa bengena emsebenzini besithe kuma-conference room bezihlalele next to each other bethi hhayi thina sesahlatshwa i-vaccine akuselahlupho. Yebo siyakwazi ukuthi abantu abahlatshiweyo ama-chances okuthi bebulele kuma-ICU malutshwane kodwa iqiniso ukuthi ngitshoma wahlatshwa ungaba-exposed emuntwini olayo i-corona kule chance ukuthi ungagula kumbe la uhambe uye-transmitter kwabanye abantu abangakahlatshwa ikakhulu abantwana. So yikho esikukhangeleyo khathesi ukuthi yebo sesifikele emsebenzini kodwa i-CDC isitshele ukuthi hhayi alisadinga ama-mask le physical distancing ingasaqakathenga kakhulu kodwa lesebephenjwa ngabethi hhayi ngithoma wahlatshwa so kumele ubuyele kuphenazele esikwenza ukuthi ugqoke imask you know sanitize your hands and you know self distance. I think that is a three that one.
Yeah, so cela ukufaka nasikilungu khona okade ukhuluma ngakho.
What I was saying is that you know in New York, cases have been going up. Given the fact that people have been going back to work, the CDC had given the guidelines that we no longer need to wear masks if we are in our offices, if there's less than 20 people and we have been vaccinated. However, for my company, for instance, as of yesterday, they have walked back the whole those guidelines. Now we are required to wear masks anytime that we are in the office, whether you are vaccinated or not. So it's a departure from what the CDC has been preaching, telling people that those that are vaccinated shouldn't worry, you are protected. They were downplaying the issue of transmittal, which personally, scientifically, I don't understand why people believe that if you are vaccinated, you cannot catch the virus and transmit it. But that's an argument for another day. But definitely what we're seeing in New York with people going back to the office, there's a chance that we may have to go back to working remotely again because people are getting sick, especially those that are not vaccinated.
Thank you so much, Jen. Stay on the line. Chonga, I think we still have Mr. Sokora. Mr. Sokora, can you see me?
Yes.
Okay, let's go ahead, but adjust your camera. Chonga.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just shocked that Mr. Regis doesn't consider the death of more than 4,000 Zimbabweans as a disaster. He is belittling that, saying he thought that it was going to be a disaster, but thank God for Emmerson Mnangagwa, it wasn't a disaster. It is a disaster when in a country of 14 million people, more than 4,000 people loses their lives. I sincerely believe that half those people, if not three quarters of them, would not have died if the government had stepped in at the time when everyone else was telling the government to close its borders. So it's unfortunate that ZANU-PF does not see the death of more than 4,000 Zimbabweans as a disaster, just like they don't see the death of six people that get shot in streets by soldiers as a disaster, just like they don't see the death and the murder of more than 20,000 people that were murdered in Matabeleland, they say it's not a disaster. Just like they don't see the suffering people right now, suffering of Zimbabweans that are not getting any support from the government during COVID-19, it's not a disaster to them. But I can tell Mr. Regis that our people are suffering, Zimbabweans are suffering. Most of the countries that Zimbabwe relate with are helping their people. They are giving support. They are giving social and economic support to their people. And this is non-existent in Zimbabwe, despite the fact that Zimbabwe has received millions of dollars from donors, from America, from the United Kingdom. Right now, as we are speaking, Zimbabwe was given more than $1 billion, and they were given that as support of the country to what has been caused by the COVID-19. So we hope that they are going to use that money for the people of Zimbabwe, for the benefit of the people of Zimbabwe, to make sure that health facilities in Zimbabwe have everything that they need. We hope that the lives of Zimbabweans are going to improve as a result of that $1 billion. So varegere kuya pano vachitaura kuti kufa kwevanhu zvuru zvina munyika yedu diki kudaro hakuna basa. Zvino shatirisa.
Thank you so much. Regai tinzweva kusango pindura itinzwe.
Unoona vajonga munoona politics dzinoitwa namazvokora ikai. Hadzisi politics dzokuo dzinovaka nyika yeZimbabwe. Right now, when you look at the almost $1 billion that was given, the NIBT, Chamisa, and these Zokoras, they were going to load from Zimbabwe not to get that money. It's like Zokora, you are becoming like a witch of Zimbabwe. It's pathetic the way you guys do things. Now you are talking about the $1 billion that you were fighting for us not to get the money. But that's why I said, Comrade Jim Nangazwa, we were given it by God. All the things that you are planning for him to not work, it's working. What you need to do is to wake up from your sleep and smell the coffee. Zimbabwe will continue to grow. The economy will sustain, regardless of all the activities you do in the dark. Fighting Zimbabwe, let's light and center. Go and lobby for sanctions, you go and lobby for writing letters to the international monetary fund. That is Zimbabwe should not get a single cent. That you are patriotic. What you are actually doing is you are going to pay for it, Zokora. I want to tell you, you are going to pay for all the infliction that you have been putting to the children of Zimbabwe. People are watching.
So, are you threatening me now?
Listen. Vacharumbira, tidi kuti mutaure zvinenge zvinotyisidzira vamwe. Inei discussion yakasununguka iri open. Yes, but Iowa, we don't want you to threaten. Yes, we don't want you guys to threaten each other.
Talking about the billion, the $1 billion that we were given, they were writing letters in the National Monetary Fund for us not to get the money.
Yeah, but you should not. You should not threaten anyone.
No. The thing is, we are talking to people like Zokora. They cannot continue to be patriotic. Why? Because they go behind doors. They are trying to inflict pain on the children of Zimbabwe. We want people who are patriotic. If I'm talking about politics, don't come here and tell me that the people that dress in Zimbabwe, I don't have the heart for the people. You look at your statement. I said we want to thank the government for coming to Jim Nangaba for bringing more vaccines. That's why the death row has gone down. A lot of people have been vaccinated. They're giving a positive note on that. What we are doing is we are trying by all means to track everything that the government is doing. That's your thing.
But Mr.
If you want us to go that route of not being patriotic, you know what? I'm not interested in debating politics with people like you, so what?
No, but Mr. Charumbira, we know you as a level-headed guy, so there's no need to threaten each other. This is an open discussion. People have their views. That's why we bring in different views, different people.
Yeah.
Make sure that he understands the point. Someone is going to write letters that we should not get the money that they were supposed to get. Every country is getting the money. But someone, the opposition, your party, is going to lobby for us not to get the money. And now you come here, you're talking about the $1 billion that you were actually sleeping day and night, writing letters for us not to get the money. You're coming to the money to work for the
Can you stop saying lies here?
You
Gibbs. Chipping Gibbs.
Yes, so, Mr. Sokora, we are going to give you just about a few minutes to respond. Quiet, sir.
The MDC Alliance has never at any time written any letter to stop the Zimbabwean people or the Zimbabwean government from getting any money anyway. What Mr. Regis is saying here are total lies, and I'm not surprised because that's the nature of ZANU-PF, to come on public broadcast and threaten people and feed Zimbabweans with lies. Mangwana wachiwa itara wa Zimbabwe under my sanctions. My sanctions api wachipiwa $1 billion ne IMF. My sanctions api wa kutawara wa Regis, America ichi supporta Zimbabwe shakadaru. UK ichi pamazi millions of dollars achienda ku Zimbabwe shakadaru. Europe ichi ramba ichiende sa mazi millions of dollars shakadaru. Ivo wa mnangagwa chayo chayo. Vane makamba na wano shanda navo muno ma America. Atino ziva, ane mazita atino ziva. Neku United Kingdom. Arquita Basarao announced my public relations companies. Sakavanu Tarot, my sanctions, Asho, the API, Bachuana, Rupatru, Rakataro, Kubakunika, Zarano, Garavajungo Nonge Zera. Canapaines Rupitika, Gazuitikem Zimbabwe, as Gavarge Zugunonge Zera, MDC Alliance, Akuna, Tamba, Yakanyorwa, Toto Dog, Divanaves, Zimbabwe, Batrican, Toto and Oxino Kumbira Mari, Chitono Kumbira Guti, Batirao and Vedwar Gufani Coffee Duke. Those are no traitor. Saka zviri kutaurwa navaRegis izvo ndezvekugotsi kwatsuro. Hakuna munhu akambonyora tsamba achiti Zimbabwe isapiwe mari.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sokora. Now we're joined by Mr. Sipho Ngulube, who is based in South Africa. He's a political commentator. Baba Ngulube, sawamukela kuhlelo kwako.
Ndiyabonga baba Dube, ndiyabonga njani. Njani lonke ba.
Siyabonga kakhulu ye uthi sosingenile kuhlelo. So akutsho baba lapha Ngulube ukuthi nxa ukhangela khonapho eSouth Africa, sokule nyi variant le ye COVID ukuthiwa
C.1.2 So that thing has been the slave, who's Salisa Valuan Civi, as well as the Queen's Oracle.
So not much a very Pilanjan, Gulamanjas, there was Tigat only violently a Velagole in the Delta Lab. So again, Lipilanjan Velagola.
As it is Manje, we have good changes. My numbers are going down, business is coming a little bit back to normal, lower level 4 day. But as deadly, kulama changes akuse yikho lokho bekukhona ngama last 3-4 weeks back isibhedlela I pressure it seems ukuthi there is a change, there is improvements.
And we on another note we hear that the government officials who are going to attend this year's edition of Zim Expo here in Dallas, Texas. So it's all about trying to find out what the diaspora wants in terms of investing back home and any other issues. What would you wish the government to do for you? What can the government do for you in terms of you living in South Africa? What do you want?
We just want a good climate at home, political climate where we can go back and work, invest, trust the government, trust the situation, trust everything. Maybe we should learn one or two lessons from what just happened in Zambia. The opposition and the government is not enemies. It's just political rival. After elections, we continue with life.
So, do you trust the government right now that is in power in Zimbabwe?
No, that's, we don't trust it. We don't trust. That's why you are all over the countries. We are even scared to invest. That's very little we are scared to invest at home. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We are not... Even if you want to take you home, but you're not sure what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, so far, I don't want to go to Kulmakova.
It is a woman that's in Tembi Baba Duba. She was always there. Zimbabwe, Uja Mumkati, we are Lala Namsa, Israel, Sina Sasa, Chiso Lama, as he has the Simoseka. Say Saban, the Rose Hambe Kayao, Lobu Punua Hamba, where Fawi sent to Wako, where I was with Tolawa, we sent, where she started, which she had kuyi-1,000 kuvuke sokuyidola eli-1 asikwazi yasiqiniso nje
kodwa abanye bathi lesaba umnyama ongalampisi
hayi ukuthi kwesaba umnyama ongalampisi phela akabe khona oyedwa osehambile wayabona ukuthi kwenzakalani ngoba siyakwazi iqiniso siyalazi sonke yikho ngilinganisa ngokuthi ngabe kunje ezambia ama-elections edlule they are over elections they are continuing with life so ku-invest abantu they are going back to normal life ekhaya uyesaba nje uyesaba la manje unqabe sithi sesakumnyama ngalambisi manje nje mina nginje I'm planning ukuthatha i-passport zabantwana I have to spend 15,000 for i-passport yabantu abangu 35,000 for i-passport and we are even striking to get ama forms a passport they have to pay 300 just to log in to have an appointment is a challenge
Jonga there you are
yes Gibbs I'm trying to connect with Dr. Tondera Taylor of Zimexpo he's the Zimexpo board chair but I'm trying to call him and while I was trying to do that I lost Mr. Charumbira.
I was still having Mr. Ntini, I think yes.
Yes. But what I just wanted to know maybe is how Zimbabweans in South Africa are coping with this new variant because we understand last time when the Delta variant was discovered some Zimbabweans decided to return home for a while things are cooled down. I don't know how things are this time around. Sir, the gentleman in South Africa.
Ngolobe.
Yeah, sorry. It's not out of hand yet. We heard from the news that there is another variant, but we haven't seen it on the ground as last time. So still life as usual. People went back home because they lost jobs. Of course, even now people are losing jobs. But we can't say it's because of the current variant. We haven't seen this variant so far, but the situation is bad.
Thank you so much. Gibbs?
Now, Mr. Ntini, looking at the way things are happening, you know, in terms of the Zim Expo edition this year, you know, there are some government representatives attending the Zim Expo, which is going to be convened this weekend. So tell us, what would you wish could come out of the Zim Expo in terms of the diaspora policy? You know, because they are going around saying Zimbabwe is ready for investment, Zimbabwe is ready for business, is open for business, and all those kind of things. Can you talk around those issues?
Yeah, I really do appreciate the Zim Expo guys. I know quite a few of them during my time when I was in the DC area. I think especially the gentleman that is now in Atlanta. But I think Zimbabwe can be open for business. We can say it's open for business, but if the, you know, if things on the ground are not fixed, if the politics is not fixed, the economy is not fixed, it is hard to invest at home. Like what Nguli was saying, you know, you may, you know, have in the bank thinking that you have, you know, a cow. You may wake up tomorrow, you are being told that your cows have turned out to be donkeys. Because they don't have one currency. If I go into Zimbabwe with my US dollars, there's no guarantee that I'll be able to get my capital out, that I'll be able to get my profit out. They need to fix this issue of the currency. If they can stick with the US dollars only, let that be. If they want to go with the won not, let that be. They cannot have more than one currency. And expect people to bring in their hard-earned cash with no safeguards or no, you know, promises that you'll be able to get your money out. So that's a big issue for me. So Zim Expo, yes, I do appreciate them coming out every year or every other year. You know, if I were to attend this one, I think the only thing that I'll go there for is to renew my passport if they, you know, have someone who's coming out to help us renew our passports. But other than that, it's hard really to sell Zimbabwe to anyone that is outside of Zimbabwe right now.
It's terrifying, isn't it?
Nawumbonwani iZim Expo into enhle kakhulu ngoba iyasikhonektha labasekhaya kumbe ngabameli begovernment abasekhaya. Kodwa iqiniso ukuthi kuzima ukuthi umuntu ethathe imali yakhe. Ukuthi ukonvinswe abantu abalezimali ukuthi bethathe imali abehambise ezimbabwe. Ngoba kulenhlupho ezithize, okwepolitiki kumele kulungiswe, okwe-economy kumele kulungiswe. Ikakhulu ye-economy sikhangele indaba ye-currency. They need to pick one currency, behlale le-currency. Yodwa kwenzeka ukuthi ngingangena mina le mali yami ngama-US dollars, ngama-pound, ngiyazi ukuthi hayi, nxa sengifuna ukukhipha imali yami ngizakwanisa ukuyikhipha, nxa sengithola ama-profit ami ngiyakwanisa ukuthi ngiwakhiphe elizweni lezimbabwe. But khathesi kule ngozi yokuthi ngingahamba bese ama-US dollars ami engavuka setshintshile sokuthiwa sengamabhondi kusasa. Yilo uhlupho olukhona ikakhulu. Kodwa mina ngokwami nxa izinto ezipossibile iqhubeka, nxa ukuthi bengaba lethuba lokuyafika khona, into ade engayenzayo ukuthi ngiya-renew i-passport yami, kodwa ngaphandle kwalokho hhayi angiboni ukuthi ngingazama ukukhombisa omunye umuntu ukuthi ayenze eseZimbabwe kwalesi sikhathi. Kumele kulunge izinto ezithize engizishilo eze-economy kwezepolitiki.
Yes, that was our colleague, Chonga.
Yes, Gibson, I'm still trying to call Dr. Tunderai Taylor, the ZIMEXPO board chair, but unfortunately he's not picking up because he was traveling to Dallas, Texas, where the ZIMEXPO is happening. But I think we can hear from Mr. Jokora, your take, Mr. Jokora, on the ZIMEXPO and mostly looking at the issue of diaspora policy, where we understand that there are government officials there to respond to any queries about that, and also explaining to Zimbabweans the benefits of the diaspora policy.
I want to appreciate the organizers of ZIMEXPO. It's a good thing that they are doing. They bring Zimbabweans together. We as the MDC Alliance will be there, represented by our branch in Texas, Dallas. We have always had a relationship with ZIMEXPO. We always go there and play. Like now, we have a stand there. Any people that want to know more about the presence of the MDC Alliance in North America can go and discuss. And in the pursuing discussions that will be ongoing with the Zimbabwean community and the Zimbabwean government, we will be fully represented by our branch chairperson there, Advocate Masie, who will obviously be representing the interests of Zimbabweans here in North America, especially those affiliated with the MDC Alliance. And coming back to the issue of engagement by the government, we welcome that spirit of engagement. We welcome that it has finally dawned on the government that there are people in Zimbabwe, that the Zimbabwean government now fully recognize and realize that there are Zimbabweans who are out there who should be equal partners in the development of the country. We just hope that they're not just coming because they're thinking the diaspora remittances are going to die down, because there's been a lot of talk, a lot of noise about Zimbabweans stopping the diaspora remittances because their voices are not being heard. So I sincerely hope that the government will be consulting in sincerity, that when they hear what Zimbabweans are going to say, what Zimbabweans are going to give to them at the expo, they'll go back home and implement that honestly. What we've seen in the years, because this is not the first time that the government has tried to come out and lure Zimbabweans to go back to Zimbabwe. They come here, they get the people's concerns, and then when they go back to Zimbabwe, they go back to their old ways, to what they've been doing in the past 40 years, that they don't recognize Zimbabweans. We in the diaspora have been asking the government to allow diaspora vote, to allow Zimbabweans in the diaspora to exercise their constitutional right, as what is happening with Mozambicans, Zambians, Malawians, and other Africans in our region who are allowed to vote from where they are. So we hope that they will seriously consider that plea, because we have always said that there shouldn't be any taxation without representation, and there shouldn't be, you know, nothing that should be discussed about us. decisions made about us without us. So hopefully they will listen. As we are speaking right now, as Zimbabweans are in North America, we are preparing for a very big demonstration at the United Nations in New York, where our theme is around the issue of the diaspora vote. We are fighting for the diaspora vote. The government has to listen. The government has to ensure that in 2023, every Zimbabwean who is entitled by the Constitution to vote is allowed to vote. And we are not only demanding the diaspora vote, but we are demanding the diaspora voter together with the all the safety precautions that go with it. We don't want the diaspora vote to be used by the government as a potential source of rigging. So we'll be there in the in New York. Chief Ndweni will be flying all the way from the United Kingdom, and we'll be having some people from Zimbabwe and other countries that will be coming to be in solidarity with us as Zimbabweans. So as they are here, the officials are from the government. They should listen to what they are going to, the people are going to say. Our chairman definitely is going to put up a good representation in as far as the diaspora vote is concerned.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. We have Mr. Charumbira Vusango on the phone. We can hear from him before we go to our other guests. Vacharumbira Vusango, ndofunga maamuchinzwa zvaishaurwa navadzokora.
Yes, I think ndapindira pa Mr. Fakati. I think the last three quarter of his message.
Ah, okay. Regai ndiko kupa highlight. Vanga vachitaura pamusoro pe Zim Expo iriko yezvino, vatanga vachitaura kuti aiva vano tenda nekurumbidza varongi vemutambo iwe weZim Expo. Vari kuorganiza vachitaura kuti aiva vanhu vari kukwanisa kuti vabatanidze vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika. Pamusoro pezvo vanga vachitsanangura pamazopinda vanga vachitaura nenyaya yediaspora policy nezvavanofunga kuti zvinofanira kunge zvichiitwa. Ndofunga ndo pamazopindira ipapo. Taura henyu.
Ndinotenda sikuru. Ndinotenda mashoko akagwana akazokora pa three quarter of the message that zvamaenda mashoko akanaka sikuru iwavo. Ndinotanga nediaspora vote. I think but the diaspora vote issues in Zambia will still sit with the government and the ZEC mandate. You could see despite a lot that can be that needs to be put together. Could the diaspora vote would the diaspora vote I look for this on Jinofung but sometimes they will say you could see Zambia is a big following the diaspora. Right now the diaspora policy. You have to form a lesson as you have to pay. I don't know in the habit you are in the formalities are to aid diaspora. Mazukura Kanamuri ku New York, Kanamuri ku America. Conduct I embassy document hero Ratua almost to maturity. More wearing more now to government was saying the answer by diaspora and the Elizabeth Kumira 7 as Bab. Can I see Pitaka? It's not about us, it's about the people at large, Zimbabwe at large. It's even about the children of Zimbabwe who will come after us, generations to come. Now, we see this development in Ikaiko, Expo. I think this is not a new development, you know, Ghana Shitika, Dubai, you look at your foot, it's being done all over the world. Zimbabwe embassies. And foreign affairs. I would say my comments to make sure that they mobilize and they make it up as a number of whoever they are to understand that yes, you can see the diaspora. We really appreciate what you are doing, but at the end of the day, you have to put all that you are doing out here to your cast because there's a lot of brains in Zimbabwe in terms of economy, politics, or whatever, social lives, you know that. Sara, it is a very good development, you know, putting in Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe, this is not political. You come together and you showcase what you showcase. There's quite a lot of people from Zimbabwe who are expertise in various areas. And we want to thank also the government and the foreign affairs offices for initiating this development. Because without this, it will be difficult for us to continue to showcase our country. I would want to say, yes, Zimbabwe, we should look at how beautiful our country is, the heritage, the culture, the traditions of our country. If we can come together like other countries, and we look at our country together without using too much of politics, because sometimes we do involve too much politics in each and every bit of our discussion. Some of our discussions, they don't need politics. It does not matter which political group you belong to or you are related to, we can have constructive discussion about building our country, Zimbabwe, without, because the moment we align ourselves to get to political figures, then we start taking the heads if it's there, and the division that is there between those leaders. So now what I'm urging, and I've been always saying this, if you recall, that we as people in the diaspora, in Zimbabwe, why can't we sometimes have discussions that don't include politics? You and me, Zokor, we can do something, we can formalize things, we can come up with plans and a lot of things that we can do to build our nation without politics. But the moment we involve politics, then we start looking at each other with different eyes. And I don't want to continue doing that, and I don't also want you to continue doing that, because the moment we do that, we will continue to push Zimbabwe backward instead of forward. Look at Dubai. Look at where they are. Look at Singapore. Look at other countries, even in Africa itself. There are some countries that if you meet South Africans, if you meet people from Malawi, I meet Malawians all the time, they talk about politics, but they talk lightly about politics. They value the relationship that they have abroad than the relationship that they have politically back home. So this is what I want to explain to my colleagues in the FCC. For us to build this Zimbabwe, we have to start imitating each other. Not always politically, but economically and socially. Once we do that, because politics comes after our economy and our social existence. We meet together, we eat, then we talk about politics. We don't just meet and talk about politics. So, in Kalimantan, some of us, we are relatives. And sometimes when you talk about politics, we start pointing fingers at things that are not needed. And then we start corrupting discussions that are not needed. Zimbabweans who are listening, they don't want to continue hearing rhetoric. They want to see substance. So, I want to thank the government, the foreign affairs, offices for what they initiated over there in America. Those who are there, they can go. As far as the demonstration that Zokora was talking about, that is when and who other people are coming, we are also aware of that demonstration. We are always actually there in New York during that time. We are there to defend the sovereignty of our party in Zambia and also the position of the country. So we will meet there on the streets of New York by the union there. You know where we always meet. And if we are going to have some dialogue, you know, I think that meeting for a demonstration, it does not treat anyone to our people. It does not give food to anyone's mouth. But it was going to be good for us to meet there and discuss about ways we can improve the economic, political situations of our country. Not to just go in New York and stand and shout.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Vusango. So, Babungulube, your last word, sir.
I'm happy to hear such a good statement from ZANU-PF National Party. Is it practice on the ground? Do Zimbabweans do that? Do ZANU-PF preach that kind of statement to the population on the ground? I wonder. Hey, thanks very much to everyone. I think we have got a hope. I don't know what's going to happen next. Ethi mina baba dube angazi ngiyathaba ukuza ubaba lo owezana ekhuluma kuhle kangaka but okungumangazayo ukuthi ukukhuluma lokhu akukhuluma kuhle kangaka ku radio ku ground bayakushumayeza yena abantu ku ground ngoba sayazi okwenzakala ku ground ukuthi kwehlukile kakhulu lalokhu kwenzakala Zimbabwe Expo leyo siyayiqala ukuyizwa thina lapho kule South Africa kule population eningi yeZimbabwe but indaba ingabuyi yona iZimbabwe Expo le
siyabonga kakhulu. Babuntini, 10 seconds.
No, thank you, Mr. Dube, and thank you, Mr. Joker, for inviting us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think we've come to the end of the show, Jonga. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Tawanda Sokora of the MTC Alliance in North America, Mr. Richard Vusango of ZANU-PF, is also in North America, Mr. Sipongulube, who is a political activist based in South Africa, and Mr. Musani Mbusontini, a commentator based in New York, USA. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni, Jonga Kandemir, and Mr. Sangana Zakarim, and Mr. Zirongwa, the Studio 7, Mara Zakana Kalachere.
Good night.